Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the anticipated implications of U.S. stop work orders and subsequent cuts in Colombia. Part 1. Background. On 20th of January 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump issued an executive order mandating a 90-day suspension of U.S.-funded foreign assistance, including humanitarian operations. On 24th January, the administration began issuing stop work orders and halting the initiation of new aid programs. By the 7th of February, most United States Agency for International Development staff had been placed on administrative leave, with only critical personnel remaining active. Although a waiver to allow life-saving humanitarian assistance was granted on the 28th of January, implementation has been limited and inconsistently applied across contexts. Despite continued legal challenges to the funding freeze, humanitarian organizations globally were already reporting significant disruptions to their operations by 20 February. Colombia faces a long-standing and complex humanitarian crisis, driven by decades of armed conflict. Up until February 2025, over 9.88 million people had been registered as victims of the conflict. By March 2025, the International Committee of the Red Cross had identified 8 domestic armed conflicts in the country, based on international humanitarian law criteria. These multiple conflicts are largely fueled by the expansion and fragmentation of non-state armed groups, particularly in rural areas with limited state presence. In 2023, over 2.1 million people in Colombia identified as indigenous and over 3.9 million as Afro-Colombian. Limited information is available on the humanitarian implications of the U.S. funding freeze, particularly for ethnic communities living in remote rural areas with UNSAC presence. These communities face disproportionate exposure to protection risks. In 2024, 39% of people affected by confinement were indigenous, while 33% of those displaced in mass events were Afro-Colombian. These dynamics increase the risk of escalating violence and protection incidents, such as mass and individual displacement, confinements, mobility restrictions, and threats, which also lead to humanitarian health, food security, and other needs. The humanitarian situation in Colombia is concerning, as the U.S. funding freeze aggravates a response capacity already strained by multiple, overlapping emergencies linked to the country's complex and prolonged armed conflict. Part 2, Overview, Anticipated Effects on Funding and Humanitarian Needs in Colombia. Since 2018, the United States has been Colombia's main humanitarian assistance donor. In 2024 alone, U.S. contributions reached $307.7 million, representing 68% of the total humanitarian funding Colombia received that year, according to the Financial Tracking Service. This figure underscores the extent to which Colombia's humanitarian response depends on U.S. financial support. In 2024, USAID disbursed at least $80.58 million to UN organizations such as the WFP and IOM. Up until early 2025, OCHA also recorded the United States as its top donor, with $10 million in contributions. Disbursements by March 2025 to UN organizations totaled approximately $5.2 million, a significant drop compared to 2024. It remains unclear whether these figures reflect delayed disbursements or include waivers for life-saving humanitarian assistance. The freeze on U.S. humanitarian funding is expected to severely affect populations affected by armed conflict, human mobility, and climate hazards. An estimated $294 million in planned assistance will no longer reach the approximately 8.5 million people in need. In total, NGOs in Colombia are projected to lose close to $216 million. The suspension of funding is also expected to heighten protection risks throughout 2025, particularly in areas affected by the presence of UNSAGs. According to the 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan, 2 million of the 9.1 million people in need are those most exposed to armed conflict. Protection concerns such as child recruitment, gender-based violence, landmine contamination, forced displacement, and mobility restrictions imposed by NSAGs remain critical. Without adequate funding, large-scale emergencies and humanitarian needs are likely to persist or escalate. Determining the full impact of the funding freeze is complex, as its consequences will unfold at different levels of the humanitarian response over the short, medium, and long term. This report discusses the potential effects on the following needs: protection, food security and nutrition, health, wash, shelter. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.